Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings. Greetings and blessings. Greetings and blessings. Coming to you live from the upper room of Sankofa Divinity. Here I am your hostess, Moses, doing my thing and stuff. Yeshua, I'm here bringing the light to the frequencies of the radio, if you will. I just got to doing a podcast and I'm trying to figure out how I can pass that on podcast where it's publicly known. Nevertheless, here I am once again bringing the light, if you will, to the world. You just got through listening to the kaleidoscope of mathematics. It's from the movie, the soundtrack, Beautiful Mind, with James Horner. I love the music because, you know, there was a time in my life where I did have a friend at one point who could not quite understand who I was as a evolving being. And the person would call me Kaleidoscope. And I just, you know, I just find a lot of humor in it right now. But nevertheless, I want to get on and move on with my show. Thank you for being present. If you are present, and if you're not present, I look forward to your questions and comments later. If you want to get in contact with Yahshua Elohim, you can always contact me at sankofadivinity.com, or you can contact me at 904-444-2157. For a free consultation of one-on-one live coaching, personal coaching, spiritual coaching. And it can be done virtually or non-virtually. I'm also a Reiki master teacher. I do conduct Reiki therapy, but I prefer to do long-distance treatment. So if you happen to want one for a low fee, please contact Yahshua Elohim at sankofadivinity.com or 94-444-2157. Okay? All right. You can also find me on Facebook. I'm always accessible. But nevertheless, I want to come on and talk about this glorious day in which we find ourselves in. And we find ourselves in, you know, this moment of celebration. A lot of us have celebrating Easter, a lot of us are celebrating other things. And what I find absolutely amazing is that, you know, as you evolve over time spiritually, you begin to come into your own and you celebrate these holidays based on your own constitution, if you will. Okay? So, and based on the things that govern and guide your life. So here we are. Everyone is celebrating Easter. Easter is defined as Resurrection Day of Yeshua, Jesus, who resurrected. And because he resurrected, he still lives. Nevertheless, he still continue to resurrect him every Easter. I wanted to come on and speak on it from my perspective because I truly believe that we as divine beings, we are always resurrecting from the ashes and the coals of things you know, we find ourselves in a position where either we can heal from it or we can allow it to destroy. The Bible says that, and first of all, let me make this very clear. I use the Bible as a reference. I do not consider myself a Christian. However, I do teach as Yeshua teach. My teachings are all about establishing a relationship within oneself, going within. I can never get around that because I truly understand and I know without a shadow of a doubt the ultimate relationship of all your reality that you experience outside of your life is the relationship in which one has with oneself. So the Bible says the kingdom of God is within. So go within. Go within. That's where your treasure lies. Okay. Now I've lost my thought. But we're going to move on. So here we are. You know, we're dealing with the day of, I call it the day of resurrection. And it's a day of resurrection, but it's also a day of reflection. It's a day in which one needs to reflect on the things in which they have resurrected from in their own lives, okay? This is about, Easter is about looking outside of yourself. But resurrection, I am challenging you today to reflect on the resurrection that you have had within your own self. We have found ourselves in unfavorable and distorted places and spaces within our own lives that we had to resurrect and come out of and be set apart from so that we can become whole, perfect, and complete within our own being so that we can heal and come to a place where we can let go of the things that no longer serve us and stand in our own power as a divine being, just having a human experience. That's what today means to me. Now, last Easter, no, it did not mean this to me because I had not evolved in such an expanded consciousness, or I had not experienced my own divinity in my own being in such a way. I had not expanded yet. So I speak to you from an expanded place and from a panoramic view. And from a greater vantage point, what have you questioned yourself, asked yourself, what have you resurrected from in your life that could have taken you completely out, that could have destroyed you, that could have robbed you, that could have been the thief in your life and you didn't even realize it? We are so quick to say that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but what we don't realize is that we have created the devil within us to kill, steal, and destroy ourselves, what we have done, and that's what we continue to do. But I'm going to let you in on a little secret or a little experience that I have. Now, I consider myself a loving and sincere, understanding, compassionate, kind being, okay, to all who may come to me. But there has been a splinter in my life. There has been a splinter that has caused a wound in my life. While I speak truth and I know truth and I know love and I know unconditional love and I know what conditional love is, I know all of this back and forth. I have withheld love from myself to receive love from a significant other, intimacy. And I think for quite some time, I was probably hiding behind what I consider a cloak, a self-righteous cloak of some sort that says I could not receive love from someone else and I could not give love to someone else because I am a divine being. I am a walking word made of flesh. I am the unity. I am with my Father. My Father is with all of that garbage. It's trash. All of these beliefs, okay? All of these beliefs that have hindered me from not only giving love to myself or withholding love within my own being, but hindering myself from receiving love that matches up with the same frequency in which I have within my own self as a lovable person. It amazes me how the very thing that holds you in captivity and the very thing that holds you in bondage is the same thing that the I am-ness that is within you will use to free you, set you free, liberate, and emancipate you. Huh? It will use that same thorn or that same splinter for the betterment of your own divinity. This is why all things work together for the good of them who are what? I'm not going to even go there. I won't go there. But I will say that all things work together for the good of them who returns within themselves and seek ye first the love of the divine that is within you. See, the love of the divine that is within you talks to you, tells you who you are and what you are and how you may serve. But it also, in its all in its sovereignty, it also allows you your free will to work out your own troubles, trials, and tribulations within your human experience. Huh? This is why it is so important to go within and establish a relationship within thyself. This is it. This is the ultimate relationship. When you find yourself going through things, you just need to take a break and sit it out and sit within yourself and just talk to yourself inside. Go within. Some people call it prayer. I call it contemplation, meditation, and prayer. It's a triple threat, if you will. Contemplation, meditation, and prayer. You think of the goodness, all that is. You contemplate on that. You meditate on how you can be or you can become a better person in the situation that you may find yourself in. And then you pray. You send it up. You send it up. You project it out. You express it into the universe. And guess what? The universe will send you something that will bring you into complete alignment of the thing in which you have contemplated on, the thing that you have meditated on, and now the thing that you have prayed on or prayed for. It's called the law of correspondence. The law of correspondence. Okay? And we're going to start at mentalism. The law of mentalism, where you begin to contemplate, meditate on the cause and effect of a thing and how you can be better in that thing. And you always start out with, thank you. I am so grateful that I am. Or I'm so grateful that I'm having this experience because I realize that this experience is going to bring me closer to my divinity. It's going to bring me closer to a greater love in which I need to have within myself. Because nothing outside of me can give me the love in which I have within myself. It can only match up with the love in which I have with myself. You contemplate that. Then you meditate on it. You meditate on this like you're sifting. You know, I remember my grandmother, I used to watch my grandmother cook cornbread or whatever she was cooking that required her to use cornmeal. And she would put it in the sifter and she would turn it. You know, you can hear it. And what it's doing, I call it a blade. It's a dull blade, if you will. The dull blade is sifting the wheat. It's sifting the cornmeal. And it's making it as fine, silky pudding, if you will, butter. Okay? It's getting all the roughness out of the cornmeal. And that's what we have to do. When we are in meditation, that is what is going on. Sifting. What do I mean by that? Now, in meditation, they say you need to quiet your mind. They say you need to quiet your mind. And I say to you, good luck with that. You'll never quiet your mind, but what you can do is allow your mind to do whatever it is going to do, and you observe it as it does it. You observe these thoughts. You don't entertain them. You don't question them. You don't look at them. You just let them pass you by. You know, you become like the Buddha, how the Buddha is in the lotus position, and all of these things are coming up, and they're coming at him, and he is not paying not one iota mind to them, because he's just allowing them to come and go, allowing them to come and go. And because he never entertained them, and he just maintained his observation of them, they dissolved because they could no longer attach. They couldn't attach themselves to nothing in his own energy field. They couldn't attach yourself. So that's what we do in meditation, you know. If you can get to a place where you can do it longer, do it longer. I find it absolutely amazing. Now, I will say that I am a straight-up contemplator at first. At first hand, out the gate, I am a contemplator. I'm always communing with myself, reflecting, having conversations, arguments, and what have you within myself. Okay. It is mental. It is called a mental practice. You know, that we use in the science of mind, mentally practicing, mentally sorting out things, putting things in order, okay? It's just like you're doing psychoanalysis on yourself. You become your own psychotherapist. Nevertheless, okay, then prayer. Then when you begin to pray, you will know what to say, how to say it, and what needs to be said. Too often, we don't know what to say and how to say it. We just actually think that we can go unto the divine any kind of way. But no, you must approach the divine within you with a peace of mind, with a sound mind. Peace, a sound mind, and love. You cannot go angry. You must lay down your sword and shield. And at the same time, you have to understand that if you are in a place of anger and you're going to the divine in a angry place, understand me, hear me when I say this. You are in separation of the divine or the center of your being. But if you can find within yourself, in all the anger, if you can just say thank you, if you can just say thank you, but thank you, I know I'm going through this anger, it hurts, da-da-da, but thank you. I need your help. And you will find yourself either immediately going back to your center or releasing tears to release all of the resistance of whatever is taken from your life, and you will find that center again. And when you're there, what's going to happen is that you're going to have joy overflowing. It's just going to take you over. And all you can do is laugh. You can just laugh at whatever you found yourself caught up in, the spokes of the wheel of whatever you caught you found yourself in. Because at the day, at the end, my father said, I don't know what kind of conversation we were having. I think I said something to the effect, I don't understand why people do what they do or how they can do what they do. And my father said, it's the wheel, baby. It's the wheel. That's the luck. And me and my father, we don't talk that often, but when we do talk, it's iron sharpening iron. But he said, it's the wheel, baby. It's the wheel. And he is absolutely right. We get caught up in the spokes of our own wheel. Our own wheel. Because we, in our own selves, we think that we should not be going through what we're going through. We have a strong sense of entitlement. But God said, why not? Because whatever you're going through, it is there to make, not hold you captive. I've had a splinter, and the splinter has caused a wound. Now, let me tell you what the conversation was about. When I saw the splinter within my being, when I looked back within myself and I saw the splinter within my being, the wound said, oh, we are so glad you showed up because we are so tired of holding this splinter in place for you to realize that you're whole, complete, and perfect, and that you are loved, abundantly loved. We are so glad you came. Now take this splinter and bury it and continue to move forward to the wholeness, completion, and the perfection of your divine being. Huh? That's what my contemplation is. So I wanted to come on and give a shout out and do this thing because it is so in me to do. It is so in me to do. And I am so glad that I remain present to continue on this call. I say to you all, be blessed, stay focused, stay in the light. And if you find yourself in darkness, get all the understanding, the overstanding, understanding that you can possibly get. Because at some point, you're going to find yourself in the same position that I am in today, doing the same thing that I'm doing, and that is bringing the light. Be well.